Previously on Algoa FM. Previously on Algoa FM.
You're with me, Simon B. We are coming at you live from George in the Garden Route. So here's a question for you. Have you been dreaming about the wonderful but challenging career of professional chef? Visualize never-ending job satisfaction as a respected, qualified culinary professional who will not always, but often, receive acknowledgement and gratitude for your efforts and achievements. Listen carefully as we will be learning all about becoming a professional chef by studying at the Francois Ferreira Academy to assist you with your 2025 plans. As a qualified chef, you will be embraced by the hospitality industry. Welcome to Chef Sherry Lynn Spielman, Senior Facilitator and Yolandi Brewer Operational Manager at the Francois Ferreira Academy in George. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, you're in your full chef outfit, and I've got to say, you've got meringue all over you, don't you? It's so genuine. I love it. Straight from the kitchen. This is how we're rocking and rolling today. Now, Chef Sherry, first question is for you. Why is it a great option to consider the chef and food industry as a career?
Good afternoon, Simon, and all the listeners tuning in. I think from my perspective, I think the career path of a chef allows for so many other options than being a chef in the kitchen.
Okay.
One thing Chef Francois always put in our heads is that you don't have to stand behind the pots for 20 and 30 years on end.
Okay.
One fact we know is that people must eat, so there will always be work available for a chef. Moreover, Simon, the options in career paths make choosing to become a chef an exciting journey to embark on. If you become a chef but don't see yourself in the kitchen for life, there are literally multiple parts available.
Okay, now that's fair enough. And obviously people need food every day. And if you're doing a good job with food, you're guaranteed work all the time.
It is indeed
so. There we go. Yolandi, which courses or qualifications are available at the Academy?
So, Simon, we offer nationally and an internationally recognized qualification. That's a full-time course for 1, 2, or 3 years. So the first year is professional chef, where basically the foundation's laid with cooking methods, ingredients, recipes, knife skills, hygiene, etc. The second year, we focus on patisserie, confectionery, and baking. So that's specializing with desserts and breads and all those sort of things. And then last year, supervision and management. So that's actually the running of a kitchen from A to Z.
Okay.
Stock control, recruitment, all sorts of systems that's required to manage an efficient kitchen.
So covering basically everything.
That's it.
Excellent. I mean, what more do you want? Now, Chef Sherry, what are the typical career options for newly qualified culinary graduates today?
I think if you graduate in any qualification, the sentiment is to start at the bottom.
Okay.
So you would literally be on entry level in entering the kitchen upon graduating.
Okay.
But it's dependent on your attitude, Simon, and work ethic that gets you on the fast track to ranking up in the hierarchy of a kitchen brigade. Okay. You'd have your commis chef position, chef de partie, which is a department chef, demi chef, junior or senior sous chef, and so on. You can also specialize to work as a pastry chef, pantry chef, roast chef, fry chef, or fish chef. If, however, you choose to go on a non-typical route option, it could include food styling. You see, Simon, chefs are food service professionals. They design menus and prepare meals. But being a chef can teach you a variety of skills that may be useful when looking for a change in career in later years. When you might become a food photographer, a food television producer, or a recipe and product developer, a teaching and learning facilitator like I myself am, or a personal shopper, a restaurant manager, or many other options.
Okay.
The possibilities are vast.
Goodness, it really does cover everything.
It does.
Oh my goodness. Yolandi, what makes training at the Francois Ferreira Academy a unique experience?
So, Simon, we've got a beautiful state-of-the-art kitchen, and we've got really passionate and knowledgeable chefs and facilitators like Chef Sherry is. So together with that, we offer not only the theoretical training, or the theory, the knowledge modules, but we do the practicals, which is all simulated.
Mm-hmm.
But part of our responsibility is actually to place the students at different workplaces, different restaurants, so they get work experience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is often the difference between being employed or not,
mm-hmm.
Because the first question people ask is, have you got
experience?
Any experience?
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that forms part of our responsibility.
Okay. That's very, very cool that you place the chefs in restaurants to get their training. Mm-hmm. And do they get paid for that, or is it just like a I'm moving my way up. I'll do what I need to do.
You start from the bottom and you're lucky if you get paid.
Yeah. Started from the bottom, now we're here. I love it. Chef Sherry, why would you recommend new students to study at the Francois Ferreira Academy?
Because we care, Simon.
Yeah.
I think there's a great amount of pride that goes into what we do.
Mm.
We are proud of the quality education we offer to every single learner that enrolls with the academy.
Mm.
Like Yolandi mentioned, our training always consists of knowledge sessions, practical application of the newly acquired knowledge, and obtaining real work experience in the workplaces before you obtain any of your qualifications or progress awards during your training.
Okay.
The work at our valued host employers is very valuable on CVs of learners once they need to apply for work or start their own business. I think at the school we're trying to push out a wholesome candidate into the industry.
Mm.
We know it's hard. We know it's long hours. We know it's taxing on the family and you yourself as well mentally as well as physically.
Absolutely.
So we really try to hone your skills, spend the quality time in training because it's our passion. It's what we do. We are committed and dedicated to shaping the future of the culinary world. We are passionate about what we do in this industry.
No, and I can tell. I can absolutely tell. And listen, you've got a great reputation. Let's not kid ourselves.
Thank you so
really,
much.
Really do. Now, lastly, Yolandi, who do I talk to if I want to study at the Francois Ferreira Academy?
So, Simon, we are very proud to be voted the best George Tertiary Institute in 2023. Thank you.
Well
George,
done. Nice.
By the George community. So, yeah, as you said, we've got a really good reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best way to do is either to visit us in person.
But okay.
Learners and parents can contact us via our website, social media. So there's different avenues that people can actually contact us. Come and visit the academy and see it for yourself.
It's lovely down there. It really is a very lovely piece of property down there. It's really beautiful. Now, thank you to Chef Sherry Lynn Spielman, Senior Facilitator at the Francois Ferreira Academy for Chef and Culinary Training in George, and to Yolandi Brewer, Operational Manager at the Academy, for popping into the studio to share their passion and facts about studying options at the Academy in 2025. So visit www.francoisferreira.com or you're welcome to call 044-884-0765. They also have a WhatsApp number, which is 071-611-9730, to receive your application forms. Ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure, and we wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you so
Simon.
Much for having us, Simon.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Absolute pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.